having done, what was it, three or four world championships, and was it three world championships, four Europeans, two Olympics, 38 internationals, you eventually get fed up of it a little bit. The training became harder and harder, and motivation gets less as you get older. Didn't start till I was 18 and retired at 30.
12 glorious years, hard at it. Did it take its toll on you?
Well, yeah, we get the odd injury. One double back somersault. I was the first to double somersault in the country, but it cost me an ankle.
Do you mean it cost you an ankle?
Well, I've got had an ankle replacement done. Eventually, it wore the ankle out.
When you retired, eventually, I'm not quite sure where this came, but you set up the York City Gymnastics Club.
That's come about because when I was training, there were no facilities. My rings hung from a tree branch for my training. I made myself a pommel horse, a set of parallel bars. I had all the castings made for the metal bases and so on. I had one bar bought for Christmas. Not very good for parallel bars. You just have one bar. Another one for my birthday in February. And I got a full set of equipment. My anchor plates were four trees in the right positions with some wire wrapped around them and to hold my high bar up. I trained under the leaves of the trees out of the rain at night with an outside light on. Quite often, well, whenever I couldn't get to training. And my only classes available were Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday morning. And the other days I would finish teaching and come home and train in the garden. Fortunately, we lived in quite a secluded area, so well away from anybody who would want to come and watch.
This has got all the quality of a film about it, this.
Well, we were amateurs.
Proper amateurs?
Proper amateurs, yeah. I never received a penny from anywhere. From anyone. I think I'm actually telling a lie there. I think I got £30 as a grant from Avon Tyres.
Does it frustrate you when you see how well athletes are, of all sorts, are treated these days, or are you quite pleased that they don't have to go through the hard times that you did?
Yeah, I'm not envious at all. I think it was very, very enjoyable when we participated. The pressures and so on. They deserve everything they get. I'm not quite sure that the footballers do, but they'd be better on the stage acting, wouldn't they?